Hello and welcome back to KZPT Audio. This is week two of our week 16 week cut. This week is hopefully, number one, hopefully the audio is a little bit better. I found out that I was using the wrong microphone on the last one, so I really hope this sounds better for you guys. Number two, we're going to go into a little bit more detail about, number one, my weights over the whole week and over the last week, where I sort of fell off the wagon. I'm going to talk about the challenges I guess I had for this week. You know, I guess why I really want to do this and why I spoke about last week is this is a very different approach to weight loss. And you know, I usually recommend to get a coach when you're losing weight, even if you are a coach yourself, because there's a really big difference between I guess listening to your body and doing the things that you feel is the right thing to do, rather than someone else external, someone else that is not emotionally attached to the habits and the foods and the type of training that you're currently doing, and is able to look at it from an outside perspective and go, this is what we're gonna do, and then all you have to do is follow that. This is not the approach I'm taking for this 16 week cut for myself, because should I get a coach to do this, and would I have, I guess, moved a little bit faster and be getting there, get there closer and faster to my goal? Probably I would, but I am a natural bodybuilder and I want to be a better natural bodybuilder. And one of the things that I find is, or one of the things I've found so far over doing it over the last 2 years, is I can follow a plan. I can do word for word exactly what's told me to do. I can follow a meal plan, I can meal prep, I can do it when there is no mucking around, there is no clutter, and I just know, all right, cool, this is what I have to do. But the problem is that because I'm not learning those discipline tactics in the off season with no coach around, with no one else, I guess, judging what I'm doing or looking at what I'm doing, is when I get very complacent and I put on weight, and which is not necessarily a bad thing, especially when you're not competing at that moment, to put on some lean mass, but I don't feel like I'm getting as close to my goal as I wish. So this whole process is, number one, for me personally, to really reteach those habits and to, you know, get better at the meal prepping and get, you know, rid of some of these appetite problems that I have when I just crave certain things, and I have this all or nothing attitude when it comes to food, where I can't leave anything left on the plate, or I can't leave, you know, a couple of blocks of chocolate sort of in the wrapping. I have to finish it. And so I'm reteaching myself some of these cues, I guess, instead of going for that just, nope, I'm all done, I'm all out, I'm not gonna go out for food, I'm not gonna go out and do anything, I'm just gonna get into prep mode and just follow everything relentlessly. This is not what this is about. I will do that again, and we'll do another update on how different that is to, you know, going on more of an intuitive approach, listening to myself and showing that, you know, over these last 2 weeks, I have not counted calories, I haven't done anything else, and we're going to go through some of the, I guess, results over the past 2 weeks. So, to get into it, I hope you're either listening or watching this on Spotify or YouTube, because we're going to have, I guess, a little bit of visual aids this time. So if you are watching this right now, you can see my weight and you can see what my scales have been saying for the last 2 weeks. Now, here on the 17th of May, you can see 90.2 kilos, 22.6% fat. This was really, I guess, that was a real heavy point for me. That was at the very start, and when I decided, not necessarily when I decided, it was a few days after, but that has been the heaviest I've been in quite a while. The highest body fat percentage I've had in quite a while. So this number here is what really initiated that fire and that motivation inside me to really push and, you know, get to something a little bit more comfortable before we decide where we're gonna go next, right? So 90.2, 22.6% body fat, according to my Fitbit scales. Once again, are they accurate? Who knows? As long as I continually use the same set of scales, I feel like it's gonna give me a rough estimate of what I, you know, the changes more so than the specific number. I don't care whether I'm 22% body fat, I'm 30% body fat, or I'm 10% body fat, or anywhere in between. What I'm looking for is the changes and what my technology is telling me is changing, whether it's my Apple Watch, whether it's how many steps I'm doing, what my weight is saying. You know, keeping those data points consistent is super important. Now, you can see that over that next week, so the 17th of May was a 17th of May was a Tuesday, and you can see for the rest of the week, leading all the way up into the Friday, it was moving in the right direction. We lost 400 grams, then it stayed the same, then lost another 100 grams, and was going for a 89.3 to 90.2, 900 grams loss in 1 week. Now, that's an amazing amount. That's fantastic. I would be super happy with that, and that is something that is sustainable in the first couple of weeks. It's not too fast where I'm dropping 3-4 kilos all at once. I always tell people that I work with that anywhere between, you know, it's usually about 1% of your body fat, or of your body weight. So that falls right within the range. If anything, it's a little bit higher than that. So at 90 kilos and 900 gram loss is that 1%. So it's perfect. Now, what you can see here, so I weighed myself almost every day, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and then I did not weigh in again from that weekend until the following Wednesday. Now, I went out over the weekend and I drank some alcohol, I had takeout food, I had all that sort of stuff, and you know, I felt guilty, and I didn't really want to know what the scales said because I obviously knew which way it was going to go. Now, look what this has done. So I've weighed in on the 20th, and then my next weigh in was on the 25th. So 5 days without weighing, and I went up 300 grams. So for me personally, I don't like that I did this, and I'm a little frustrated with myself that I didn't just jump on the scales and make that the habit, because now I don't know whether I didn't put on any weight over that time and I actually stayed the same, and my problems and why I put on 300 grams was something that I was doing over once. Not, it had nothing to do with the night out. It had something to do, you know, it was happening over the Monday, Tuesday, where, you know, my training wasn't 100% or whatever it was. I don't know whether it was happening there, whether on that night I actually put on, you know, a kilo and a half, and then those last 3 or 4 days afterwards I've been dropping gradually again. Those things matter, and we want to know about those things as soon as possible. So 100%, I'm going to be pushing to weigh myself every single day, so not only I can see, but you can see which way it's heading. But if we look at it from an overall perspective, starting at 90 kilos, getting to 89.3, and then by today, this morning, 89.8. Now, I can tell you that 200 grams was 100% from, because my food was pretty much great throughout the day. I had steak and rice throughout the day. I had chicken and rice straight after my workout with a protein shake. That was pretty much my meals. And then we finished dinner, which was chicken and salad. And I devoured a whole block of chocolate. I'm talking a whole block of chocolate. And so, yeah, I felt disgusting. I didn't feel great this morning, but it happens. I don't really know what else to say in those moments, because I didn't have the self-control to say no. I had one of them, and then I wrapped it up and put it away, and then I stared at it for a couple of seconds, and then I pulled it back and finished the block. And you know, that's something that I'm becoming very aware with myself, and I said this last week. So continuing to work on that for this week, we're definitely going to be, I'm going to be tinkering around with it. I still haven't put an actual meal there after my dinner, because I don't think I'm hungry until it gets to actually in bed. And I'm really starting to think that's more of a habitual thing rather than a thing that I need and I'm actually that hungry. A lot of the times we're not actually as hungry as we think we are. It's way more about the habit that you're used to. You're used to going out to the pub on a Friday night. You're used to getting into bed and having your little snack, whether it's chips or chocolate or, you know, whatever it is when you're watching a movie. It's more so habitual than it is an actual physical need for it, okay? So that's where I'm sitting at the moment. Now, you can see that the weight hasn't moved all that much. We can have a look and see, all right, at 90.2 and 89.8, so only a 400 gram loss, But there is something that I want to show here, and that is going to be the progress photos between the 2 weeks, okay? So as you can see with the, as we pull it up, let me pull it up from here. All right, so as you can see, on the left is from the start of last week, and the right is today, 2 weeks later. Now, at 400 gram loss, I'm actually quite happy and quite impressed with how well it's gone so far. So if we can zoom in just a little bit, too much. Okay, so overall, I can actually see that the sides are really starting to tighten back in again. That's really where I put on the first, whenever I put on weight, that's really the first place that I get it. It's a lot in the lower back and it's right on the front of the stomach. Okay, I can see even after 2 weeks, and even though the weight hasn't moved too much, I think it has more to do with my training intensity, which has increased dramatically, and that motivation, I guess, to train abs a little bit more often than I'm used to. So I am starting to feel a little bit tighter. This one here is fantastic, the side pose. As I said, the sides and the lower back is really where I put on a lot of my weight, and you can see right there in that first photo, a lot of just, it was really soft. It was hard to tense even. It didn't feel nice to hold it there. And you can see on the second photo straight away, especially up around the serratus area and the upper abs, starting to feel a lot tighter, a lot leaner. These were taken at similar times of day, straight after a workout. One thing that I really like to talk about when it comes to taking photos and doing is that when you're taking progress photos, is you want to actually try and look your best for every photo, okay? Progress photos are just for you, unless you're me and you show them to the whole world. They're just for you to look at. Now, if you always just stand there and you always just have like this sad pose and you're always just like, and you stand there, even when you start to see progress, you're not gonna see it, because you need to be able to flex and see what is changing and what is moving. Even if your weight goal is purely to lose weight, just a slight flex of the stomach, chest up nice and tall, put the shoulders out to the side. That's how we want to take the progress photos each time. And a slight flex to see if we're actually holding our weight a little bit better. Because a lot of us, and I've said this so many times before, so many of us really don't care about the weight that we are. I would happily sit at 90 kilos, 100 kilos for the rest of my life if I was shredded and I had the lean mass to hold that weight. So even though your number one goal is to drop weight, unless you're at, you know, unless you're in the morbidly obese category where muscle mass is not really a factor, then, and it should still be a factor in my opinion, but it's, you know, more important for your health to get the weight down. In most people aren't in that situation. Most people actually need to build their muscle mass up to actually change the way that they look, okay? So you can see there, arms looking tighter, upper abs, chest, everything starting to really come in, okay? When we go to the next one, which is the front, you can see here there is a slight change in posing, but that wasn't deliberate. What that was more is, at that first one, I was feeling so, I wouldn't say lethargic, but I was feeling so flabby and just sort of, I had so much body fat and felt really down. It was really hard for me to flex and tense. And so coming into the second photo, I felt a lot leaner today. You can see that it is coming in a little bit. I'm still holding so much right around the front part of the stomach, which I know is most people's problem. And unfortunately, because I put on so much, I'm going to have to, it's going to take a long time. It's going to take longer than 16 weeks to get that as tight as I would personally like it. It's just the fact of life. There is 100% ways that we can influence that decision and influence where the body fat comes off, but it's just going to take months and months of calorie restriction, just like it took me months and months to gain it back on and to have that. You know, I didn't put that on overnight. That was over 2 years of lockdown. That was, you know, months of binge eating after contest shows. So I have to respect my body and give it enough time to bring that back down just as fast or just as slow as it was able to put it back on. But I'm really happy with the changes I'm seeing there. Even my legs are really starting to tighten up, shoulders starting to tighten up, chest is a lot fuller. I'm really happy with how it's going. Okay, that's just another flex one. You can once again see just not as much fullness, especially through the upper chest and the shoulders in the first photo. I wasn't partitioning my nutrients and the food that I was consuming well, and it was being shaded because I haven't lost a lot of body fat. You know, I've, you know, potentially 400 grams worth of body fat between these photos, nothing over the whole body, but you can see the tightness and the fullness starting to come back out in those areas, and that's because I'm actually utilizing the carbs better. It's going to where it should be. All right, so overall, could it have been a little bit better? Could I have tried a little bit harder? Could I have said no to alcohol on the night of over the weekend? Probably. However, this is when it comes to the time where I told myself that I'm listening to my body, and I still want to really enjoy my life and what I'm doing. So it's really hard to find when you've been that all or nothing person for so long, where you were either contest prepping and you were doing absolutely everything in your power to get the best results. So it meant cutting out anything that did not get you closer to your goal. There's that one side of the spectrum. And then there's the other side of the spectrum where it's, I'm listening to my body. I'm just going to make healthier choices. I'm not going to track my food. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just sort of living my life. And I'm trying to find that middle ground between the two on where I can get results, however, not push, not sort of sacrifice too much just yet, because I want to plan it that the sacrifices come at the right time. Now, the good thing for myself is that I have given myself a long period to drop this weight and to get lean. So 4 months is still not a long time. It is going to take longer to get that six pack, to get that summer look. It's going to take longer than 16 weeks, even for myself, who is well trained, been training for, you know, 10 plus years, has the understanding of the diet, has been, you know, doing, has done it before. It's still going to take me a really long time. So anyone that's listening to this that, you know, is trying to drop weight but is sort of new to the game in trying, you need to be patient with yourself. You need to give yourself more than enough time. You need to give yourself 6 to 12 months to drop the weight that you're trying to, unless you're going to go down that route of cutting out and sacrificing everything that is not getting you closer to your goal. You have to be willing to do your cardio. You have to be willing to train over, you know, after work or before work and work everything. It has to get to a point where, like, the gym and your meal prep and your supplementation and your hydration and your rest and your everything, you have to work the rest of your life around that. Everything else, your work, your social life, your partners, your everything, your family, everyone, everything else comes second, and you've got to work it around that. Are you prepared to do that? It is okay if you're not. It is okay if you're not ready to make some of those sacrifices, because it's really hard. And it's why most people who compete for the first time don't do it again. It's why I don't compete every single year, because it takes its toll. There are some people, and this is where social media really comes into it, because there's plenty of social media influencers out there that put on this persona of just grind every day, you know, cut out the bullshit, don't sacrifice all that stuff, and just go for it. If that's what you want, then that's what you want. And good on them. I follow those kinds of people because I want that fire. I want that motivation to be able to be like, nothing else matters except what I want and what I need. But unfortunately, that is not something that comes naturally to every single person. And you've got to really find what works for you. And this is me in the process of trying to find that again after the lockdowns, after having such a big habit shift. Trying to find which one of those ones need to stick around, which one of those do I need to improve, and which ones just need to be cut out completely. And I'm super happy to have all of you on that journey with me. So I guess there's a few things that I, you know, wanted to sort of end on with here, because the longer that I do this, and the more I think about just losing weight and feeling healthier, because I think that's what a lot of people want. Yes, they want to lose the weight, but they want to lose the weight to feel more confident, to feel healthier, to feel fitter. You know, the weight loss is just a byproduct of wanting all those other things. And the longer that I do it, the more that I seem to realize that to get there, you really just have to do follow the national health guidelines that push you in that direction. For example, when I looked my best, when I looked in my first show, coming down into, 5, 6 weeks out, and I was looking, I had the abs, I was super lean, it was the best I had ever looked. What was I doing? Number one, I was performing daily activity for at least 60 minutes a day, whether that was weight training, cardio, or both. I was doing that consistently. I was eating 3 to 4 meals a day. Actually, it was sometime on Sundays closer to 5 to 6 meals. But all of those meals consisted of lean meats. It consisted of either vegetables or salads, and a controlled carb source, whether that be rice or potato. And I was doing that again and again and again and again for months on end. It was all of these things that we know are the right things to do. They were done sort of a little bit excessively, but they were the healthy things for the vitamins and the nutrients that I wasn't getting in through my foods. I was supplementing with. I was making sure that I was hitting the full spectrum of nutrients that I needed. It's all of these things that we know is the is you know healthy for us, but somewhere and somehow it gets lost on the way of, motivation, not having the time, everything else to not perform those things. But I think anyone who is looking to lose a couple of kilos or to just start feeling more confident and healthier should be starting with those things. Creating more meals from lean meats and vegetables, salads, actual proper foods. And if that is not the route that you want to go and you don't really cook for yourself, using, pre-made meals or whatever and, supplementing correctly. And increasing that daily activity. Even with myself right now, my step count isn't exactly where I would want it. When I was in my prime, they were sitting at around, 16,000 to 20,000 steps. And that was daily because I was doing the cardio, I was making a conscious effort to move more. And now it's sitting at just under 10. I'm averaging around 8.5 to 9,000 steps per day. And that's also a problem. That is also why I'm gaining much more around the stomach and not leaning up as quick. That needs to increase up. So whether that is actually doing specific dedicated cardio or I just move more throughout the day, it's not going to make a hell of a lot of difference, especially in the way that I'm doing it right now. So that is something that I'm going to be looking for in the following weeks. My training, however, is just getting better and better. I have just picked up a carb supplement for an intra workout. So I'm actually, while I'm training and while I'm putting it in, I'm ingesting carbs, and that's where I'm having a majority of my carbohydrates throughout the day at the moment. Really close to the workout to signal to my body that I want to use it for, recovery, for muscle swelling, and to actually feed my muscles, which are mainly all my main glycogen storage unit, to use it effectively. So I've been doing that at the moment, and I think that's why in some of the photos I've started to look a little bit tighter, especially around the upper back area. I've been training that really hard. But yeah, overall, I'm really happy with how the way things are going. I am hoping for a slightly better result as far as the scales go in the following week, but that doesn't define whether I'm doing a good job or not. That doesn't define whether I'm getting closer to my goal. There are a few things that you should really be looking at each week and deciding whether it is a problem or whether it is satisfactory to getting to your goal. You need to be looking at whether you actually did it and you tried. Did you actually have the healthier foods? Did you get into the gym this week? Yes, I did do that. I had a few days where, there were specific meals that were out of hand, but overall, half decent. Was my sleep better? This was probably one of the best sleeping weeks that I've had for a long, long time. getting into bed before sometimes 9 p.m., 10 p.m. at night, which is just unheard of for me. Usually it's closer to 11:30 midnight where I'm getting into bed and then falling asleep at around 12:45 and then being up at, you know, 5, 6 a.m. So getting to bed way earlier has helped dramatically in not just that, but I also feel the change in digestion. As I said, you can see starting to feel that little bit tighter and that little bit leaner around the stomach. My food is going down way easier because of the food choices I'm having. I'm choosing cleaner carbs, I guess. Really sticking to rice for my carbs or liquid carbs. Other than the chocolate. I am having plenty of lean meats, I'm having plenty of steaks, I'm having plenty of chicken, and I'm probably having more greens than usual as well. I'm making sure that my sups are on point. So the digestion side of things is feeling really good, and I'm hoping that's just gonna continue. I did also get some supplements for that. I am at the moment using Gutbrite from ATP Science and just a digestive enzyme that I get from iHerb at the moment, and I use those quite religiously. I really feel a difference with those. I'm not going to over promote them, but that is something that I'm using at the moment and just bought recently and feeling a huge difference with. I'm super happy with at the moment. And my overall motivation, which I can feel increasing and getting better as we go. You know, I have given myself enough time to make some of these mistakes along the way and have a chance to be honest with all of you about, you know, what comes up as you go through this process. It's not just get a plan and then all of a sudden you drop 10 kilos. It's an every single day process that you're thinking about, what am I going to do to get the most out of today, this hour, this day, this week, this month? What am I going to do to get the most out of that? And it's about just trying to make more choices that you know are going to get closer to your goal. So what are things that I'm going to be going for this week? Number one, I'm still really going to try and get better at this late night snacking. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I've got nothing to hide on whether I can control that, whether I swap it with just a protein shake and just get really disciplined on that and only having that. Whether it's moving dinner down a little bit, maybe I'm not eating quite enough throughout the day that as soon as I have that last meal and I know that's it, I just get this overwhelming hunger. So maybe just moving and putting an extra meal in there and then, you know, throughout the day rather than at the end of the night, and seeing if that helps my appetite, because I'm fighting against an internal feeling at the moment, and that's not good. You want your body to be working for you, not against you. So you've got to work with it first, and you've got to find out where that creek is. So I'm going to try a few things there when it comes to the food. Cardio was actually a little bit better than the last week. I got in 2 sessions this week. I only got the 1 last week. So I'm thinking of either bumping that up or just increasing the intensity a little bit. I went for an outdoor walk the other day, did the same track that I did when I was going through COVID, and it actually felt really nice to get out and get into the sun instead of doing it on the treadmill or something like that. So I might try that again if the weather holds up for this week coming, but those are the main things I am going to be looking at and going more through, when it's time for me to set up calories. Right now, it's not the time for me to set up calories. There's still too many other factors that I guess I'm not in control of just yet before I add on something else that I have to worry about. So I'm going to be taking that a little bit slower. I'll be honest with you guys when that starts and go through the process like everything else that I'm going to do. But yeah, those are going to be my goals. I'm hoping for, once again, a slightly better weight loss result this week. But I'm not overly worried about it because giving myself enough time, I know within 4 months, I'm going to rock your socks. All right. That is it for me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Stay tuned for week 3 coming next Thursday. All right. Take it easy, guys. Thank you.